The governor's proposed budget calls for the elimination of a $2 million pre-kindergarten program, which serves six school districts in Anchorage, Juneau, and Western Alaska. KDLG's Hannah Colton has more.
Alaska was one of just 12 states in the U.S. without state-funded pre-K when it started a pilot program in 2009. The pre-kindergarten program is free to qualifying low-income families, and according to Deputy Education Commissioner Les Morse, has seen considerable success in its six-year run.
There is solid data around its success. We specifically looked at various different kinds of assessments on students in terms of their performance, as well as the delivery of program by the districts. It actually has been very successful. The largest problem with the program is that we really haven't been able to grow it. So it really continues to serve at the same number of students and the same dollar figure that it served during its pilot stage.
Morse says the original plan was to expand the program after a few years. But according to the National Institute for Early Education Research, it never reached more than 3% of four-year-olds in the state. About 40 of those toddlers are in the Lower Kuskokwim School District. Early childhood coordinator April Blevins says the pilot program has been the most accessible of the programs offered to low-income families in her district.
There are programs, but it's like grant-funded programs that these parents have to apply with this huge application, and it usually discourages people from going that route, whereas applying for the pilot program is very simple.
The program is also in demand. Blevins says the pre-K serves 28 children in Bethel, 5 in Tununic, and 9 in Akyuk. She has another 30 kids on a waiting list. And besides providing education from certified teachers, Blevins says the pre-K program fills another need in communities where reliable childcare can be nearly impossible to find.
For 6.5 hours a day, people can go to work knowing that their kid is safe and receiving some education while they're going to work. I've had parents cry. It's pretty emotional sometimes because it's the first time they've been able to go back to work because they've been watching their child because there is no child care. So I think sometimes there's some underlying emotions that people don't realize how the program affects their lives.
In 2014, nearly five times as many four-year-olds in the state were enrolled in Head Start programs as the pre-K program. Three-quarters of all four-year-olds were not served by either Head Start or pre-K. The governor's proposed education budget would also delete $820,000 in grants for other early childhood programs, and it would reduce funding for the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program by $385,000. Right now, it's still early in the budget cycle. Lawmakers will have a chance to weigh in during the regular session next month. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.